The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What's up, y'all? This is Jack Harlow, and you're about to watch my conversation with the Dana Cortez Show.
What's up, Jack Harlow?
Good to see y'all, man.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
It's been a minute.
Sure has. What's going on?
Well, your life has changed. That's the only thing.
I was going to say, the first time these guys interviewed you, I was like, y'all do it on your own. Now I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm in this one. I'm coming to this party right here. How are you doing, sir?
I said, thank you for your brutal honesty.
Yeah, dude. Well,
why would I lie? I mean, it's true. You've blown up. I'm not kidding. Congratulations. The music is fire. The life looks good. You're hanging out with Drake at the Kentucky Derby. You know, everybody's getting lit out there. You don't drink, though, do you?
I don't.
What is that like being around people who are extremely inebriated and you're sober?
Sucks.
How drunk was Drake the other day, though?
He was fine, bro. He's very collected.
Well, thank you for your brutal honesty, though. It does suck, right, to be the only sober one. No, I'm serious. These people get... I'm always a designated driver. Like, it sucks. I don't care. Yeah.
It's been noted that you've been not drinking for a while, right, in pursuit of perfecting your craft, right, or reaching a higher calling for that craft. What are some benefits that you've picked up on of stopping drinking? What does it feel like in your body? Is there any benefits right now that you talk about?
Yeah, I mean, your skin gets better. You feel clear-headed. I feel like your emotions aren't numbed out. You know, when I'm happy, I feel very happy. Like, kind of like I experienced some of the emotions I experienced as a kid. I just feel, I feel clear. I'm in better shape. I mean, it's poison, so there's a lot of benefits. But there's times where I want, this weekend was very, I was very tempted to tap in.
You wanted one of those mint juleps, didn't you?
Nah. Let me say something. Jack Harlow is going for the natural endorsements. No alcohol, okay? We're doing herbal essence endorsements. That's what we're doing here. All right, so a question I have for you. Obviously, you've got two huge songs right now, Nail Tech and then First Class. But in First Class, there was a line as a mother, as someone who was, you know, influenced. My mother and my nana who raised me are my role models. There's a line in there that hit me so hard. You talk about one day you want to buy your mom. Like, you want her to say, is this my house? Have you reached that point? Have you bought your mom, like, the house of her dreams? Or is that something you're still working toward?
I bought a spot in Louisville where we're from. That's kind of for, you know, I stay there when I'm home, but she can go whenever she wants. It's kind of for our family. So, to a degree, I've completed it. But, you know, my parents, over the last couple of years, have started putting a lot of work into the house that they're in and that I grew up in. And it might take a lot to get them to come out of there. I think
because it's real nice now. She's like, no, I've got my dream home. What'd you get her for Mother's Day? I mean, I know you were at the Derby, so you didn't spend the day with her, but,
No, she came to Derby. She had the biggest gift was her experience at Derby. I mean, she had a time. I think the world will get to see how great a time she had soon. She had an amazing day. But then I bought her a really nice blow dryer the next day.
Oh, I love it. Was it a Dyson?
Yeah.
I knew it. Did you have to
instruct your mom on any
supersonic
rules?
And wait, we're talking Dyson? Okay, we're talking hair stuff? It's the one you put in there and it curls it?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know what it was.
I have no idea.
Okay, did you get her a big hat?
Now she had a big hat.
She already had a big. Oh, she's from Kentucky. Yeah, that's just part of the repertoire daily.
Prior to introducing your mom to Drake, did you have to give her any ground rules like, "Hey, mom, don't touch him too much. Don't do this." How was the interaction between Drake and your mother?
Very respectful.
Come on, both ends.
Dude, I wouldn't let Drake around my mom. He looks like a.
But your mom's single.
Jack
Harlow's mom is married.
She's wholesome.
Yeah, Drake's a gentleman, so I had nothing to worry about.
So I'm thinking that you're probably going to be able to buy that house pretty soon because you just announced you're going on tour. This is your first, your first major tour. Are you excited?
Hell yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. I love to tour. A lot of artists, they don't like touring. I love touring.
So another thing I want to ask you about is, you know, your album dropped. And if you go on the internet right now, there's like a lot. It's like the internet's bipolar. Some people are loving it. Some people are not feeling it. Do you read all that stuff? Do you get into it? Or do you just let it go and just not even pay attention?
Some of it comes across my desk, but I've learned not to go looking for it. I've gone looking for it in the past. And there's always going to be negativity. And I think my last album, that's what they all say. I went looking for it, and I kind of took some of the joy out of my release, you know, all the hard work I put in. So this time around, I made sure to be with my loved ones. And I don't know, I have so much confidence in this music, even the stuff that has made its way across my dashboard, some of the negativity. You know, you take that and then you go listen to the album and you wonder, could it affect your own experience? Could you listen to it differently and be like, damn, they have a point? And so every time I've listened to the album, since I've seen any of that stuff, I hear the album and I'm like, this is incredible. I mean, and that's a great feeling. There's nothing, I have no doubt that I could continue getting better and sharpening up and finding ways to improve, but there's nothing anyone that could say to me to make me believe this music isn't amazing.
I love that you said that, though, that there's always room for growth, of course, but you're proud of the work that you're putting out, and you've seen the progression. Obviously, there's more fans, more people coming this tour. I remember, and I just want to bring this up personally as a Mexican-American, as a Latina, I remember when you dropped, some of your first music and the videos are out, and there was a line about that you like Latina women, and then Snow the Product kind of went at you. I don't know if you even saw this on Genius, because you put the Latinas in your video and they were maids, and she was a little upset by that. Did you know that she had done that? Is that something that came across your desk? Have you spoken to her about it?
No, I never saw that. I've actually been in touch with Snow the Product in the last 2 years, and it was nothing but love. So,
she loves you. She said that she loves you, but she said that was, it just disheartened her a little bit because of like the way that Latino culture, like Mexicans in general, are portrayed. And so I don't know, maybe one day she'll get together and she'll tell you that. But now that I have, maybe you can bring it up with her. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just hard. Cause that's the only like visuals we see of our people.
It actually leads me into another question. So you're the big white rapper right now. Do you feel like that's an advantage or a disadvantage for you?
I think there's pros and cons, you know. I think there's a lot of, everyone knows about the privilege that comes with being not only a white artist, but a white human. But I do think that, you know, I have more to prove. I have to really bring it in certain aspects, but there's so many advantages that come with it too. So I think it's double-edged. I think there's nuance to it. I don't think that it's just one thing. I think there's a lot of nuance to it.
I would even feel like in the manner that you're moving in regards to like the big records that you have been able to produce, there hasn't been many white rappers who've been able to do that.
No.
Removing that veil from it. There's not many artists right now who can produce what you can produce while maintaining that lyrical content that you have. And one question I have for you is, the first time I met you was the Gazebo mixtape. And I told you, I was like, bro, this reminds me of Mac Miller's Kool-Aid and Frozen Pizza.
Yeah.
Flash forward to we're here now, you know, and you're doing world tours, you're doing arenas, you're doing all these big endorsements. What would you tell that artist? What would you tell Jack Harlow when Gazebo was out? Or maybe what would you tell Jack Harlow 5 years ago?
I would tell him you're right. You know, everything you think of yourself, you're right.
Yeah. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? I mean, because you're talking 5 years. Think about how quick that flew by. Now you're here. Where do you want to be in a decade from today?
I want to be happy. I mean, there's a lot of accomplishments that, you know, I dream of. There's a lot of positions that are sought after that I'd like to be in. But I've met a lot of people that have a lot of the things I want, and they're unhappy.
Man.
And so to me, I'd like to be happy. I'd like to be in Kentucky. If you ask me where I want to be, I'd like to be in Kentucky, potentially starting a family. Who knows? I'll be 34, so it does seem like a decent time for it. Who knows? But yeah, my main priority is I want to be at peace, because this is a blip. In the grand scheme of things, this is just a part of my life. This is just a moment. It's going to be a time where, you know, the fame fades, my looks fade, all this exciting stuff fades, and I want to enjoy it for now, but I need to set myself up to be happy.
Where do you think you get that kind of wisdom from? Do you think it's from your parents?
Yeah,
because you're 24. I wasn't thinking that way at 24, especially with like worldwide stardom.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, yeah, my parents are phenomenal, but I think the slow trajectory we were talking about, like, it actually took me a while to get here. I started early. People don't realize how long it took me to get here. So,
man, I seen that video on Twitter where you're just little, rapping like seriously, like a baby with your friends. So you feel like you've been building up to this point for a long time.
Yeah, and I've been considering what comes with it. I've felt all the feelings, like, and I don't take it for granted. And I know how fragile it is, and I don't think that I'm just some gift from God that my destiny was to be here. I think that I worked for it, and I think with bad decision making and grave mistakes, it can be taken away. So for me, I'm focused on doing right by me, doing right by Kentucky, doing right by my family.
Well, you know, I want to say watching you has been incredible to see it. Like you said, it's taken a long time. It's been a slow grow. That's a real grow. But something else, just from me, having interviewed so many people, you don't have to do these things anymore, and you still do them. And that's why I think your career is going to maintain and you're going to sustain, because a lot of people, they get to a certain point and they're like, oh, I don't want to do anything anymore. They get to that kind of prima donna status. And we've seen those people come and go. And the people that stick around and continue the work and continue, you know, that kind of, I guess, really real, remain real, they're still around,
and,
you know. And
being humble, though, too. Cause yeah, part of being an artist and being an artist at the level that Jack Harlow's at now is doing that press run and handling that responsibility.
But it's hard. He could easily say no.
Yeah. Jack, you, you know, of course, the relationship with you and Drom is, you know, everybody knows about that within the hip-hop culture. And DJ Drama has brought us Jack Harlow and Lil Uzi Vert. Right? Back to back, it kind of feels like. Do we have a Jack Harlow and Lil Uzi Vert collaboration coming?
I could see it. You know, he and I are on good terms. I could definitely see it. It's just all about things aligning and it being the right record. You know, if we're going to do that, we want it to be a smash. We don't want to do just right. Some filler record.
Gotcha.
When was the first time that you met up with DJ Drama? Like, how did you guys get in contact? How did that all come about? And what year was that?
It's 2017. I had just moved to Atlanta. And he had followed me on IG, so I was kind of excited about what that could mean. But I had just moved to Atlanta. I was working at the Chick-fil-A on Georgia State. And a guy named Randy took me to meet him at Mean Street Studios. So I shook his hand. And
did,
you know,
Randy work with you at Chick-fil-A?
Nah, Randy was just somebody that was in the mix. And is in the mix in Atlanta, just like has a lot of relationships. And he reached out to a promoter I know named Jay Wise. You know how it goes. It's kind of a string of communication. Also,
six
KY
degrees.
Engineering.
Yeah, six degrees.
KY Engineering, who's a legendary engineer from Kentucky, has a great relationship with Drama, too. So he was bringing me over to Drama. Just kind of all the energy was bringing me to Drama Cannon and Lake and Generation now. And it worked out.
Obviously, yeah. From Chick-fil-A to this. Everybody at Chick-fil-A is like, man, I'm going to make it.
Yeah, shout out Randy, dog.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Randy is, yeah.
Well, congratulations on the new album, man. Congratulations on the tour. I mean, like we said, we saw you over the past two years, just, you know, from what's popping to this, and you're on a trajectory to be a superstar, man. So congratulations.
I appreciate
it,
man.
You don't get a call from Kanye and Drake in the same, you know, month if you're not doing something right. So, you know, we're privileged to watch it. We love you, man. Congrats.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Answer me this question. Now, I don't know if I'm right or I'm wrong. Think about it. If someone is in front of me at the red light and the light turns green and they don't go, is it okay for me to hit the horn?
Yeah, like a nice little beep, beep.
Yeah, I'm just asking. It's Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. And the reason that I'm asking that question is because it happened to me. And you know what the guy did? I mean, I waited a good, like, 1.5 seconds. That's what he's good. No, let me tell you. He opened his window. He rolled his window down. And he went like this. Shot me the finger.
Oh, nice.
Shot me the finger. And I'm like, sir.
Well, he's,
so we got five cars back here.
People just have different ways of communicating how they feel.
And, you know, you felt like, you know, popping that little horn.
And
he felt entitled to give you a finger. It's okay.
But it
nobody
wasn't
got hurt.
My fault.
Yeah, but nobody got hurt. Your feelings got hurt, but nobody got hurt.
But that kind of action can cause road rage. Like, if I was like a man, or I could have been like, yo, what's up? And we could have just had this fight. And you hear about these things. It was uncalled for.
Do you get mad when somebody gives you the finger?
Dude,
I always
stones.
Laugh.
Yeah, no,
I think
dude.
It's hilarious.
Peter, yeah, that's a funny way of communicating.
Especially when
right?
a woman like drives up on the side, she's like,
because I always like to judge it. Is it a good finger throw or is it a bad finger throw? Because some people don't know how to throw a finger.
A proper finger when you're driving is you have to like pump it at
them. Yeah, dude, you gotta Did he roll down the window and throw it out?
Yes, and well, he went slowly.
You know,
he
I respect him now. Yeah. I respect his approach, dude. That's solid. That's the way to throw
people
a finger.
People behind me started laying horn. I'm like, it's not me.
It would have been sick if he would have threw the finger and went back to texting.
Don't text
He's
and drive.
He's like, you really are trying to get this Facebook message off?
Don't text and drive. All right, National Day, Anthony Yang.
All right. It is National Drive-In Movie Day. Yo. Oh, right, man.
Yes. I have not been to a drive-in movie in a very, very, very long
They're
time.
They're back in a lot of cities. They're reopening and building new ones. It's a new, it's a fun thing to do,
last time I went, last time I went to the drive-in movie theater is when I got catfished. Remember I told you about that chick?
Yeah, no. I remember
Dude, yeah, I told Dana about it. She brought the flour and the wine, and she took me to the drive-in movie theater, and I noodled right through that catfish, buddy.
He said she got flour and wine. Yeah, let's go. Does she have somebody in her trunk?
Did you stick your whole hand in it?
It's like everything in it. Let's go to National Higher Education Day. Celebrating all the higher learning going on.
All right.
And of course, yo, June 6th here in America is known as D-Day. So, yes, very important day.
All of our soldiers. Absolutely.
But we'll wrap it up on National Yo-Yo Day. That's a toy.
Don't ask me why, but an article, probably because I'm weird, came up on my timeline. And so I read it about yo-yos. Do you know yo-yos are recommended to give to children? Because they increase the brain activity when it comes to your motor skills.
Yeah.
And we don't play with toys like that anymore.
We play inside. We don't go outside and run. Get your kids a yo-yo.
Could you walk the dog? That was like my favorite trick. I couldn't do any of that.
I couldn't walk the dog. I couldn't sleep anything. I threw my yo-yo down. Give me a yo-yo. I'm going to throw a finger at you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You definitely want a best friend like Drake is to J. Cole. Wait till I tell you this news. And of course, I got more stories. It's Daily Dirt, the best gossip, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
For my YouTubers out there, we have Ryan from The Nice Guys celebrating his birthday. Carol Baskin celebrating her birthday as well, too. DeAndre Hopkins and Vic Mensa celebrating a birthday.
All right, so Mariah Carey's getting sued by the writer of All I Want for Christmas. His name is Andy Stone.
And he claims to be the writer.
He claims to be. He wrote the song in 89. And he says when they released the record in 1995, they've kept him strategically from earning money. He wants $16 million. That song keeps Mariah Carey as one of the highest paid artists out there. I mean, just that song. Think about how many times we play it here. We don't even play Christmas music. We'll follow this story closely as it develops and keep you updated. Now, sadly, I'm going to switch gears. Shakira announces what has long been suspected for at least the past couple of weeks. Her and her partner of over 11 years, Piqué, he's a famous soccer football player, they split. According to reports, he was unfaithful. They do share two sons together, Sasha and Milan. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with this. I just hope they can raise their kids amicably. She did release a statement that she's very hurt and she wants some privacy at this time.
He definitely cheated.
He's a dummy. How you going to cheat on Shakira?
Maybe with the taller chick. She's only like 4'11".
She's not 4'11".
She's small, right?
She's 5'2".
Oh.
And Dana's taking offense to that, because guess what? Dana's 5'2".
All right, definitely not short. We're talking about J. Cole and Drake. BFFs, these two really do love each other like brothers. You know, J. Cole just started playing professional basketball in Canada. He's playing for the Scarborough Shooting Stars. Drake showed up wearing J. Cole's jersey to cheer him on throughout the entire game.
Would you show up to my game, man?
No, not at all.
Anthony!
But I also wouldn't try to sneak diss him by playing professional basketball in his home country. Like, this is the best diss J. Cole's ever done to Drake, because we know Drake would love to be playing in this basketball league, but he's not good enough.
Do you know what I'm going to say, though? A shout out to J. Cole, because he's already conquered the rap world, and he just decided, you know what, I'm rich. I'm just going to go play basketball. He's literally doing what makes him happy.
And his team lost.
Oh, dude.
And he airballed.
At least he's not paying people to play sucky defense like Drake does.
That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be back less than 5 minutes.
The sad thing is I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's paying people to look bad in his videos.